Hi, I'm from the Daffy Duck Swimsuit Company, and I have been hired to measure you for a new swimsuit. It's part of the company's new wellness program. All of the men get measured for Speedo swimsuits so that they can use the company's swimming pool and exercise. Now stand up so I can unbuckle your belt and unzip your pants. It's a new company requirement. You see, the CEO's wife likes to admire male paraphernalia, and so she has insisted that all of the men be measured for Speedos. And she sent me as her personal assistant to do the measuring. All of the female employees will be measured for bikinis, by the way. Company policy. Now hurry up. Drop your drawers. My, my, what have we here? I don't think they make Speedos in a big enough size for you. Well, the CEO's wife has made provisions for those men who don't fit the Speedo profile. Yes, 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 I see. I see now that you are one of those exceptional men. A Speedo would never work for you. You are simply too big. Well, for those exceptional men, there are provisions to fit them for a more traditional swimsuit. A looser fit, if you will, so as to hide their lower charms. And if I may say so, sir, you do have significant lower charms. Tell me, are you always this swollen? I can't possibly measure you until the swelling goes down. What? This is you soft? You only get harder from here? I'm sorry, sir, but I don't believe you. There are certain procedures which must be followed. And when a man is of an excessive size, the manual says that I must perform fellatio on him until the swelling goes down and I can continue with my measurements. What? You want me to take off my top so you can prove to me that you can get bigger? Well, let me check the manual to see if this situation is covered. Yes, here it is. It says here that when a male employee insists that he is not at maximum capacity, that the measurement provider, that would be me, must do everything she can to prove that he's already at maximum capacity, even if that means removing her purple uniform. And if that fails, she must then remove her purple bra. And if that fails, she must then remove her purple panties. So, upon review, it appears that I must continue to remove items of my clothing until you stop swelling. So let me take off my uniform and remove my bra and remove my panties. Sir, I have just taken off every item of clothing that I have on, and you are even more huge than before. Let me check the manual to see what I'm supposed to do in this case. Oh yes, it says here that in this type of situation, I must do everything in my power to reduce the swelling. Sir, if you would lock the door and come over here, I will get on my knees and see if I can reduce the swelling of your organ to a more manageable size. Come on, don't be shy. I know what I'm doing. I've done this I've done this a few times. What? You want to know how I'm going to reduce the swelling? Well, lock the door and I will tell you. Let's see here. Yes, yes. The manual says that I'm to take your swelling into my mouth, to suck on it, to lick it, to stroke it, until there is a discharge. Any questions? All right, let's start the procedure. I'm going to open my mouth now and begin by licking your shaft to make it wet. And then I'm going to stroke it up and down, up and down, up and down. How does that feel? Is the swelling going down? No? I can see that it's not. Let me check the manual. Oh yes, now I see. I'm supposed to put it in my mouth and start sucking it. Oh my God, I have never seen one this big before. I couldn't wait to get my mouth on it and start sucking it. I wonder if he knows that there is no manual, that I'm making all this manual shit up. Sir, I'm going to open my mouth now and take your cock inside, sucking the head. And then slurping and licking all over your cock. I'm licking and slurping on your clock. As you push it into my mouth. In and out. In and out. I'm drooling. My spit. And your pre-cum. Strings of it as your cock pops out of my mouth. It's drooling down my chin onto my tits. Here, let me grab your legs and pull you closer to me as I catch a breath. And you push your cock into my mouth farther than before. Your cock is stiffening in my mouth. It's harder than before. You're too swollen. You're in my mouth so far. Put your hand in the back of my head and push your cock into my throat until your balls rest on my chin. Jesus, doesn't this guy know how big he is? And he keeps growing. Let me just catch a breath. Okay, I'm ready. I'll open my mouth wider this time. Now fuck your huge cock down my throat. I love to be throat fucked. To feel a guy's cock all the way inside my throat. Down my mouth, past my tonsils. Down my throat until you can see that throat bulge. Go ahead, fuck my throat. I can take it. Do it. Don't hold back. Do it. Put your hands in the back of my head and slowly thrust your cock up into my mouth and throat and so it were my pussy. But do it gently until I can get used to it. And let me take a breath once in a while as you thrust in and out of my throat. Okay, here it goes. Oh God, this feels so fucking good. I love to be used. Having my throat used like a pussy, feeling the bulge of your cock in my throat, knowing I'm bringing you pleasure. I love the taste of you, of your pre-cum, of our combined juices. I want to stick my fingers in my pussy while you throat fuck me. Why did you stop? What? You want to know what my manual says about taking your cock into my pussy? Well, I would have to check to be sure, you understand. But I think it says I need to do whatever it takes to do to get your swelling down, so I can continue with the measurements. And I do have a special tool that I can use to take very precise measurements of your cock. It is a special vaginal measurement device that I have. So if you would just like to insert your tool down here into my measuring tool. Yes. Just like that. Oh, but I warn you, it'll be a tight fit. I haven't had anything bigger than a pencil inside me in ages. Simply ages. So go slowly, so as not to break my precision instrument. Yes, just like that. Oh. You've reached maximum capacity. My tool can't take any more of you, sir. But I have another tool that I can employ in these types of situations. I have a button that you can manipulate that will expand my measurement tool. Let me show you where it is. Oh, I see you already know where it is. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, circle around my special button with your finger. More. More. Do it harder. It's no good. Your finger is no good. I need you to rub my magic button with the tip of your cock. It's already lubed up with our combined juices. Now I want you to rub your cock all over my magic button. I want you to slide it between my pussy lips. Back and forth. Back and forth. Yeah. More. That's it. More. Oh, God, that feels so good. Keep doing it. More. More. Now faster. More. Don't stop. Please. Don't stop. Yes. Yes. Now go ahead and insert your cock into my vaginal tool. I think that you will find it has expanded sufficiently, though I can take your precise measurements now. But you are still so big and swollen, and we must reduce the swelling. So please continue thrusting in and out of my vaginal tool until your swelling is reduced. But I think your swelling has gotten even bigger. But please, sir, try. Maybe if you go faster. Faster. Just like that. Yes. Faster. And harder. Do it. Oh, do it. Yes. Give me your special juices. Yes. I need to make your swelling go down. Faster. Now, come for me. Do it. Come inside me. Come inside me now. Yes. Yes. Oh, I can feel you burning inside me. Oh, yes. More. Give me more of your cum. Yes. Oh, you're shrinking. Now you're falling out of me. Quick, help me find my ruler. Okay. Now your swelling has gone down, and I can take your measurements now. But wait. My touch is making you swell up all over again. You're getting bigger again. And I'm never going to get you measured, am I?